Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, right here at Indy100.com Radio and UBN, Universal Broadcast Network. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. Because of you guys, I get to do what I do, and I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. So we're going to have I'm always grateful. So we have a great show for you guys today. If you're in the cool independent films, we're going to have the beautiful, talented writer, director, producer of the new film, Punching Bag, Jamie Anderson, coming to the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos of our lovely guests, such as Jamie Anderson, go to our Facebook page over at Star Rose Entertainment over on Facebook. And then also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, that's T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A, and as in Nancy, and as in Nancy, and then also on Instagram, actually new Instagram name, because thanks to the hacker out there. But thank you for still tuning, staying on there at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then if you really, really want to catch me, you could try to track me down on Facebook as Tyrone Tan. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing today, if you have any questions, email me over at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Okay, I think we got that out of the way. So without further ado, I'm going to be bringing in a lovely guest co-host of mine. I know we've been rotating guest co-hosts throughout the season, and I always want to say thank you to all the guest co-hosts that have been coming on, from Elsina Eck to Brandon Rusevich to David Rivers, Ty Hastin. Ty Hastin was a guest. But, I mean, we've got a lot of great, and if you were, all the guest co-hosts that have been coming on, and if I'm forgetting, again, do forgive me. We've been having a great plethora of great guest co-hosts, so I do want to say thank you. But to add to that list, we're going to be having a beautiful, lovely guest co-host, a dear friend. She is Cher Culver.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here tonight.
Great. Am I pronouncing it right, Cher?
You are pronouncing
Cher.
It right.
Okay, yes. Cher Culver.
Yes.
Thank you for coming. I know you're kind of on the spot here.
Yes.
First time guest co-hosting on a radio show.
This is my first time, and I'm loving it.
Okay, great. So we want to get to know a little bit about you, what you're about, whatever you want to reveal, just to the audience before we bring on the guest of the hour. So, Cher, talk a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a publicist here in L.A., entertainment publicist. I work with TV and film actors, films, indie films. And I've been doing this probably, I opened up my own PR agency about 6 months ago.
Wow, so. Awesome. We'll give a plug for your PR agency.
Yes, Cher Culver PR at Facebook. I have my own page. I'm on Instagram, Twitter.
So Cher Culver PR. So C-H-E-R as in Cher as in the singer. Cher.
Yes.
And then Culver, C-U-L-V-E-R as in Culver City.
Yes.
So Cher Culver PR. Check her out. Lovely publicist. And I get to see you, you know, on the carpets and at events, and always a pleasure. And you're very, very, your sweet hospitality.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking of, where are you from? Where are you originally from?
I'm actually born and raised in L.A.
Really?
I am an L.A. native, yes.
Really?
Yes.
It doesn't seem like that you'd be, you know, nothing wrong with L.A. I was born and raised in L.A. too. But you also, you seem to have like this maybe southern feel of, I don't know, like upbringing.
You know, it's funny.
It's very, not to say that, and don't get all mad people from L.A. Listen, but there is a distinction sometimes when you get people coming from out of state, especially from the South or out of state in general, maybe from not L.A., they have a certain, respectable, I don't know, hospitality, sweet hospitality. And again, there's a lot of sweet people out there from around the world. So Don't get mad. You know what I mean?
I think it's being raised by his Southern father.
Oh, so that's what it is.
You hit the nail right on the head. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have this like that sweet Southern hospitality.
Aww.
And it's cool. So, I mean, sometimes I could tell. And, you know, I mean, I noticed there's something, or it could be just upbringing.
Yeah. That might be
so, So that's great. So it's awesome. Now, I don't know if you know. So again, you do publicist. So what are the best things about being a publicist for you?
Oh, geez. Let's see. Actually working with people. I love working with people and being connected daily with people. I think that is what fills me.
Mm-hmm.
So it is constant. It is constant. I mean, from the moment I wake up to when I go to bed on the weekends, I'm in constant connection with people.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of fills my soul.
Right. Now, what made you that desire to get into PR? Like, at what point in your life?
Well, I was actually working in the writing department at Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Like sands through the hourglass. So are the days.
Yes. So I basically was working in the writing department, and everyone kept telling me, this is not for you. You need to be in publicity. You're an extrovert. You need to be out there. So I was, that actually drove me into going to publicity, and I worked with several agencies.
Wow.
And
then started your own.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then started my own.
Well, that's cool. And any maybe memorable highlights through your career as a publicist? Like,
ooh,
maybe like, oh.
Working for Project Greenlight with Ben Affleck and
oh,
Matt
wow.
Damon.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was definitely
like
memorable.
The first one. That was the first one? Or because I know they had like a couple, right?
Yeah. That was in our 20s for all three of us. And so let's just say that was in the 90s. And yeah.
That's
I
awesome.
I saw a lot.
That's awesome. No. I love that show. Actually, I have those on DVD somewhere.
So, yeah.
But yeah, that was cool. And that was a big old thing.
That was a big memorable moment. I think that was actually my first day on a red carpet.
Oh, wow.
Working for an agency here in LA, NPRM.
Wow.
And they basically just threw me right out there on the red carpet. And that was day one.
Wow.
Working on that project. Yeah.
So who are some people? Okay. So obviously you mentioned some like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Anyone particular highlights for you that are favorites of people that you've gotten to meet through this, journey? That you're like, oh man, I'm so glad I got in this business. I got to meet such and such.
Oh, you know what? There's been so many people over the years. It's hard to pinpoint one person.
Okay, who's someone that you would still want to meet that you have not met?
Ooh. Oh, I think, actually, we were just talking about it. Tom Cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. No, I'm teasing.
But I think out of just, in curiosity and everything he's done and...
Awesome.
Yeah, that's one that's be on my bucket list.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Now, speaking of, did you get the memo?
Yeah.
Did you get that memo? Okay, now the memo is the guest co-host of the hour, we do some movie reviews. Now, have you seen any movies lately?
I have. I've actually seen one in particular, Punching Bag.
Okay.
That we're going to be talking about.
Okay. Well, let's not talk too much. Well, actually, let's talk.
Why
we're
not?
We'll talk about that. And we're going to talk about another movie as well. But okay. So Punching Bag, because we are going to talk. We actually, I don't know if you know this. We have the filmmaker coming in here.
You do.
I know some people. I know
you
some
do.
People that know people that could get the, so direct connections. Hey,
I love it.
Okay, but you got to see this film called Punching Bag.
Yes.
Okay, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, geez. Well, I met Jamie about, gosh.
Oh, first name basis. Come
yes,
on.
First name.
For people that, so, I met, it's like, I met Tom. You know, no.
I met the female film director.
Jamie Anderson?
Jamie Anderson.
Okay.
About 6 months ago at another film festival here in town. And we've just connected over maybe the last month or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really inspired just by her work. And gosh, I mean, the film. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. So, yeah,
it's
talk
a lot.
About,
I kind of want her to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, so we're going to talk. So, okay, so your review quickly on the film, because we are going to talk in depth with the.
Yes.
We're going to be bringing in the filmmaker. What can you tell people that have not gotten to see it about the film? And then we're going to go in depth when we bring on the guests.
Well, I think it's kind of like touching on the base of maybe the climate of how maybe the Me Too movement is kind of changing.
Mm-hmm.
And how there's other voices out there. So, We're gonna touch on that.
Thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis for those that are just kind of tuning in. Punching Bag. It's a short comedy. Here's a brief little synopsis. A lonely romantic man becomes a punching bag for disillusioned women to right the evils of all men. Directed by the beautiful and lovely and written Jamie Anderson. And starring Brie Turner, Julie Gonzalo, Jamie Anderson as well, Jonathan Stoddard, Kate Krieger, Jessica A. Caesar, Jamie Walrab, a plethora of great actors. We're going to be talking more in depth about this. But so, for those of you seen it, would you recommend checking this out?
I would definitely recommend everyone watching it,
okay.
Yes.
So it's Punching Bag, and lucky for the people that I know that know other people, we are going to get we're going to be able to bring the filmmaker in here.
All right.
So we're going to do another quick review though. Okay, before we bring in the guest of the hour. By any chance, have you seen the movie A Star Is Born?
I have not, and that is on my list of movies to see.
Okay.
Last week I've been working.
Wow.
Tyrone.
Okay. Well, I guess gratefully I was able to see it because you didn't get that memo.
No. Okay.
So the memo. Okay. So anyways, I'm going to talk quickly about the movie A Star Is Born. Okay. Thanks to IMDb here. A Star Is Born, rated R. Here's a little quick synopsis. A musician helps a young singer and actress find fame, even as age and alcoholism send his own career into a downward spiral. Directed by Bradley Cooper. And the screenplay written by Eric Roth. And also by Bradley Cooper, and who else is also involved in the writing? Because it was a great, great film. Will Fetters, based on the 1954 screenplay Moss Hart, and then also others: John Gregory Dunne, John Didion, Frank Pearson, William A. Wellman, based on the story by William A. Wellman and Robert Carson. I like to try to give credit as much because, you know, there's so many people that put in hard work into things, and people don't really get acknowledged.
Right.
But it's starring the lovely and talented Lady Gaga and the dashing and handsome Bradley Cooper, as well as Sam Elliott, who's in this, Andrew Dice Clay, Robbie Gavron, Anthony Ramos, Dave Chappelle, Alec Baldwin. It was a great ensemble, and you did not get to see it.
I have not,
okay,
but
you've heard
this weekend. I'm going to see it.
It is literally. I got to see this, and I didn't know what to think because I mean I kind of knew it was getting hyped up for a while,
right.
But as I come, it's like oh my gosh, you know when it gets so hyped, like you're like oh, I hope it's not, and then
right.
I literally walked away going wow, Lady Gaga nailed it. It was almost like it was like pretty written for her, so to speak, because just her performance, their singing, Bradley Cooper, awesome. I mean, he's a great talent, but as a director, there's a lot of little things. As a filmmaker myself, I'm able to sit there going, wow, I mean, it's tough to be both when you're
right.
an actor
Absolutely.
And then a filmmaker, but also to, and then it's one thing to do one thing good, maybe sometimes better than the other, but this time, I think for Bradley Cooper, he not only nailed it as an actor, but as a director. It's just, yeah, there's a lot of little moments where I go, okay, it's interesting why he cut right here or how he shot that. And it wasn't like a traditional, well, I'm not saying the word traditional, but there were certain things that I could go, wow, he's definitely spreading his wings as a director because there's certain things that could have went certain cliche moments in the film, and I'm not going to spoil this, but there's certain things I was like, oh, that's very, you could tell that was probably his mind going,
right.
okay, let's cut to this or a wide shot of that instead of a close-up of that or something
right.
to that nature. But yeah, I just thought it was a great film. So I highly recommend it. If you haven't seen it, again, it's A Star Is Born, rated R. Again, directed and starring Bradley Cooper and wonderful performance by Lady Gaga. And you know what I think is going to get some recognition, a lot of recognition. Sam Elliott, he did awesome in this movie. He plays Bradley Cooper's older brother.
Oh, okay.
So check it out.
Yeah.
And then, again, also check out Punching Bag.
Yes.
So speaking of Punching Bag, did you get the other memo?
I did.
Okay, the other memo, really? Okay, because the other memo is the guest co-host of the hour. We normally find ways, or the guest co-host's responsibility is to find ways of bringing in the guests, meaning sometimes you bring them in on limos, hang gliders, Millennium Falcons. Was there a way that you orchestrated, or did you find a way how we're appropriately going to bring in this guest of the hour? Like what did you rig up for us to how to bring her in? Or do I have to go to Plan B?
You have to go to Plan B.
So you did not get the memo. So you lied. So, okay. So I figured, so she seems like a very classy person. A very classy, beautiful, beautiful young talent. So I say we go the traditional route. So thankfully, I didn't think you got the memo. I felt you were going to lie to me. So I think we are going to bring in a chariot. How's that?
Let's do it.
We'll bring her on a chariot. So, she is a writer, director, producer of this new film called Punching Bag. Her name is Jamie Anderson. We're going to bring her in on the chariots. And I don't know if you know, well, there's a back door there. All you got to do is whistle the horses in, okay?
And then
she's
going to
be coming in. Okay, so on the count of three, you just got to, like I said, you whistle in, and then we're going to bring her in the chariot.
I hope I can whistle.
Okay, so here we go. Open the door. Here we go.
Okay.
And then share, and on the count of three, one, two, three, go. Oh, there she comes. Coming in on the chariot. Oh, my gosh, with the fanfare. Oh, look at all these people, all these guys throwing roses and their numbers. Taking off their shirts. Oh my gosh, here she comes, coming in on a chariot. Oh, she's waving. Okay, here's the horses coming into the studio. Again, she is a writer. She is a director, a producer, and also former actress. Here she comes from the new film, Punching Bag. Here comes Jamie Anderson. All right, here she comes into the studio on the chariots, coming down. Oh, she's coming down with the steps. Oh, these guys are actually coming her. They're like six guys pulling her off, carrying her. Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys, I don't know if she's taken. Just relax. Relax. So they're carrying her down into the chariot, from the chariot into the studio. Okay, here she is. All right, so bring the horses back out. Close that door. All right, again, welcome Jamie Anderson.
Woo!
Filmmaker. Writer, director, producer of the film Punching Bag. Welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv right here at Indie100.com Radio and UBN, Universal Broadcast Network. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I must have done something good in my life to get here.
Well, thank you, Cher Culver, for arranging that. Did you by any chance keep the receipt for that?
Yeah.
You'll write that one off.
Thank you so much, Tyrone.
No. So, welcome. You know, finally here.
Yeah.
We'll reveal you are the publicist.
Yes, I am.
That's our connection this lovely young talent, Jamie Anderson. So, she's been talking about you, raving about you.
Thank you. Talking
about the film.
Thank you so much.
So now you're finally here. Jamie, what we want to do, we want to get the audience to get to know you, if not already become fans, and then also get to hopefully fall in love with you, and then maybe start to follow your stuff, watch your film, and then follow your new stuff to come.
Yes,
all right? So we always want to start off with the question, where are you born and raised?
Oh, I was born in Mississippi, actually.
Okay.
And then when I was 10, we moved to Florida. And when I was 19, I moved to L.A.
Wow. And did you know growing up you always wanted to be in showbiz, be a filmmaker? Or?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to express myself that way, and I was always writing, and I was acting as a kid, and
So who are your inspirations, so to speak? Like, so what did you want to do? Because I understand you were an actress.
Yes, I was.
So what inspired you? Inspired filmmaking first, or was there a person that inspired you to be a filmmaker, or inspired you to be an actress first?
I think what inspired me was turning painful things into comedy. Like that's what I liked. I liked being able to move people emotionally and then seeing how that was done for me, how I could feel things and then make some jokes about it and ease the pain.
Mm. That's what got you into acting.
I think so, yeah. The South is, you know, historically somewhat repressed.
Yeah.
And so I was feeling a lot as a kid. I think it was pretty sensitive, and so I was feeling a lot and kind of needed to express it that way through art, through acting, through writing.
Was there any specific actor or actress that inspired you, so to speak, first?
Oh man, I'm such a child of the 80s.
Okay, that's
like St. Elmo's Fire, Breakfast Club.
Okay.
That's
like,
good.
Yeah. John Hughes, these coming of age films that you know, could touch upon a lot of things and go.
Saint Elmo's Fire.
Oh, oh so yeah.
Good. Oh. I still jam to
yeah.
it.
Oh, it's my favorite movie.
Were you a fan of like, who's your favorite fan of like the Rat Pack, so to speak?
Oh my gosh. Oh, God.
I know.
Rob
All
Lowe.
Of them.
I know.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
He was. Oh, who was from 16 Candles? I thought it was Jake Ryan.
Oh, Jake Ryan.
Oh.
Who gave up the business. Like, we have, yeah. to, get,
right.
we have to get Jake Ryan.
Oh, yeah. my gosh. I wanted to name my firstborn son
wow.
Jake Ryan.
Oh, my God. I know. Still to this day, if you see a man leaning like against yeah. a Porsche, oh, like yeah. waiting for you outside a chapel, you're like, oh,
that's
yeah.
That's every girl's dream.
Yeah, that's awesome. So those are the kinds of things that are people that inspired you.
Yeah, just, again, seeing these films that had depth, but we're touching upon real things, but you know, getting some comedy out of it, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the point in your life that you said, okay, I'm going to go from Mississippi. or did you do like drama or did you anything growing up?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Growing up, I was acting. My first play was Alice in Wonderland.
Wow. Were yeah. you Alice, I'm hoping?
I was.
Okay.
No. Like I said, when I was 10, we my family moved to Florida and to the Orlando
wow.
area. So I was doing some acting stuff there too.
And then you said, I'm going to LA.
Yeah. When I was 17, because the way my birthday falls, I went to University of Florida for 2 years and I had a great time, went to every football game for 2 years. And I just really had this, you know, this deeper calling and came to LA and didn't know a soul. And my first job was Days of Our Lives.
Wow.
How yes. crazy is
same,
that?
Same year.
Was that when you guys met?
No.
We actually didn't meet, but we were talking about the same year. And it was, what, yeah. May of 97?
What character or who was on at the time? Because I had a lot of friends on the show through the years.
I'm going to date myself okay. right now, but I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't, but
who was Austin at that time?
Or oh, yeah. I have no idea.
Okay. Austin
but
Peck.
it's such a full circle moment, you know.
This is how far back I go to my buddy Patrick Muldoon used to play.
Love him.
Yeah, he used to be he that's what I and Jensen Ackles was.
Oh,
I grew up
yes.
with Jensen, so
yes.
he, that was when they were on. When
yeah. I was there with Jensen.
Okay,
yes.
awesome. He was. He's a good guy. He's one
of
those
nice.
Such
a nice guy.
Yes, he's one of those.
Oh, we were good friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's a sweet, sweet guy.
That's back.
No. I just did like one episode and then went to another show at the time. But uh-huh.
When they had like a lot of soap operas.
Yeah, yeah.
It sucks they don't really have them. Anyways.
I know.
So you did soap opera. You went on the soap opera. And then
yeah.
is that when you got the taste of Hollywood? Or did you think, I think I'm going to be able to be okay
no,
here? When
no,
was the time where you said, I think I'm going to be okay out here?
I don't know that I ever said that.
Still asking myself.
That. I know. Yeah, totally. I worked really hard and, I got myself a film that got me SAG and then episode of Days of Our Lives. And then I, you know, did a couple episodes on Sunset Beach and then I continued to do actual like film and TV
yeah.
and great films and great TV shows and really was around incredibly talented people. And yeah,
that's awesome. Well, we got a couple things in common here because I grew up in the business as well. I got in the industry. You worked with a friend of mine, I believe, here on Catch Me If You Can.
Oh yeah,
I grew up with Mr. DiCaprio there.
You did,
yeah.
Oh wow.
So you played Eileen in this. So that's one of your films.
That yeah.
You also work. I worked on an episode of Diagnosis Murder.
So oh my got God. To I got to do a TBT with that because
oh, yeah.
it is so funny.
Yeah, no,
fun
now, working with. I mean, it's funny. I'm sure you could relate. Dick Van Dyke was just awesome.
Amazing.
It's just like one of those things. It's legends, and you know, I got to be friends with his grandkids because his grandkids, who were about my age at that time, they did the episode. So we did like it was like a West Side Story type
oh,
of episode.
Cool.
So it was like the Latinos versus the surfers. It's like one
awesome.
Of those things. But I mean, that's why I got to meet the grandkids, and we started becoming friends. And after that, and it was kind of cool. But it's just kind of cool because I kind of figured you kind of got the look of a of an actress, and I was like, not to say that there's not the stereotype look of an actress, but you I felt like you can't just be a filmmaker. You had to have been something before that.
So pretty.
Yeah. Either that or a were you a journalist, a broadcast journalist of a.
It's funny. I that's actually something I wanted to do if I wasn't going to be an actress.
Okay. Well, what we're gonna Cher Culver, guest co-host, you have an opportunity to ask not only one of your clients, but as the guest of the hour, as if you didn't know her, maybe ask her anything about her upbringing before maybe her early years of actress or filmmaking, or actually we'll go into the acting still because we're gonna transition to the filmmaking side and talk about your film. So any questions of her her prior life of Hollywood or anything, or childhood or teen years?
So good seeing the publicist on the
spot. I know, I'm like, I wasn't even prepared for that. Tyrone, I have...
Any questions? Okay, any questions that you don't know? Maybe would be great. Or maybe the audience would love to know that you would think the audience would love to know about her.
I want to know when all of these inspirations started happening. When did it start happening for you to write?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I actually was writing like my whole life. But I will say that... through the ups and downs of acting, Tyrone, you know how that goes.
Right.
You want to find ways to empower yourself.
Right.
And that is really when I got very serious about writing, because I didn't want to leave my life and the fate of my life in the hands of so many other people.
Right.
I wanted to be proactive and committed to that. And so I got very serious about writing and finishing, and I would say the last 8 years have really been the climb of my writing career.
Yeah. I didn't know it had been that long.
Wow. Well, what we're gonna do? We're gonna be talking about your film.
Great.
The Punching Bag. Punching Bag. Is it just Punching Bag?
Just Punching Bag. But he is the Punching Bag.
So what we're gonna do? We're gonna be cutting to a song. My guest co-host is gonna be introducing the song. Okay.
Awesome.
That's the other memo. If you got.
Okay.
wait, before that. So let's throw out some stuff about the film, social media handles or websites or anything like that. We're gonna come back and talk more in depth about it. But let's throw some stuff out there. Social media for you as well. First.
Yeah. On Instagram at Jamie Anderson Film.
So that's J A M I E. Because there's some Jamies I know. It's J-A-Y-M-E or J A. This is J A M I E.
Yeah, that's right. Anderson Film. On Instagram. Also at Punching Bag Short Film on Instagram. On Facebook, you can find me at Jamie Anderson Film. Twitter is at Jamie Anderson 5, because there's so many Jamie Andersons.
Well, okay, that's good to know. Because I'd be looking for you trying to tag you. Go, one is this one?
I know.
Okay, so does Punching Bag have a website?
No, just the Instagram at Punching Bag Short Film, and we're on Twitter as well.
Okay, cool. So check that out, but don't tune out. We're going to be cutting to a song. So what I'm going to have my guest co-host do, you're going to introduce this song, and then we'll be coming back here with writer, director, producer, and former actress, Jamie Anderson from the film Punching Bag. We're going to talk about more in detail about her film. But take it away, Cher Culver.
Here is Let Things Go by Amber Patino.
Yep, here you go. Let Things Go by Amber Patino. And we'll be right back here with Jamie Anderson.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
To let things go, the things that hurt your soul. You got to let things go, let things write on their own. Well, now you know, you got to let it go now, 'cause we are who we are, and you can't change that wrong. You got to let go, the
passes in the past. Got to let things go, 'cause you are beautiful. You got to let it go. Yesterday is over. You got to let it go. Don't let it hurt you no more. You got to, you got to let it heal your soul. And you got to, you got to be in the here and now. You know that you're safe right here, and you know that you're not there anymore. You got to let things go. Things that aren't your soul. You better let things go. Let things right on the wall.
Right, that was Amber Patino with Let Things Go. She was one of our guests recently. And again, you could catch her on also a show on Hulu called The First, starring Sean Penn. But check her out. She also just dropped her new song, Supernova. You should check that out. Again, check her out. It's Amber Patino, AmberP as in Paul, AttiNo. Again, the song was Let Things Go. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But again, check her out. Again, Supernova just dropped Let Things Go. So check out her music. Again, that's Amber Patino. We are back here.
Yes.
With my guest co-host, the lovely Cher Culver. Welcome
Hello.
Back. And then the guest of the hour, writer, director, producer, filmmaker of the new film, Punching Bag, the lovely Jamie Anderson. Welcome
Hi,
back.
Thank Welcome. You.
So what did you guys think of that song? For you.
Beautiful. I loved it. It's beautiful.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
So, beautiful. I mean, and I don't want to, she was just on and she was so young, age. And, I even surprised. I was like, wow, how old are you? And she's only in her teens. And she sounds like she's had years of experience.
Yeah.
But,
definitely.
So, okay. Welcome. So Cher, and Jamie, we're going to, we came back, we talked about your early years of the industry, coming from Mississippi, going on Days of Our Lives, and then doing some films like Catch Me If You Can and some other stuff. So let's go forward.
Okay, let's do it.
So from acting, when was a point where you got bit by becoming a filmmaker, transitioning into filmmaking?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think, I had, several projects in development as a writer, it's always taken a little longer than you than you hope for it to take, and so I just said I've got to make something, and I had produced and made something before, but this was like on a whole nother scale, mm-hmm. And so I started talking to some friends and people and started putting it together, started putting Punching Bag together. And that actually came out of a conversation. And I felt like this was something I really needed to not only to write, but to produce and make and direct.
So it went from, did getting the filmmaking become was it for a necessity to you? Like, or did it become like, for me, when I got into filmmaking, it was really by default. I was trying to create work, you know, growing up. The ethnic thing wasn't the big thing at the time.
Right.
And so it was like, okay. So when I had buddies that were going out like 10 times a week, I'm probably like going two or three. I mean, my point is, but I was trying to create work. But so it was more like kind of necessity in a way. Now for you, was that something that you just fell into, or is it something like, there's not the right roles that I'm doing, I just want to create this stuff, or you just sincerely decide, I just like the craft of filmmaking?
Oh, yeah. It was more like, I love the craft of filmmaking. I love being a writer. I love it. I love creating stories for other people to act in. And there was a turning point where, you know, someone said, but aren't you going to act in it? I was like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I want to be completely of service to the script and to all the talent that I can put in this.
Yeah.
So that was exciting to me, you know, because then it just feels so purposeful. And then it's not about me. It's not about, you know, like writing something for me, which is great too. And I do think that, you know, people who are actors who, you know, they should definitely do that.
Yeah.
But I just have been acting for so long. I just, you know, I kind of just had, like I said, had that turning point.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about Punching Bag.
Yeah.
So talk about what inspired you to create this. First off, let's talk about what the story is about. And then let's talk about what inspired you to write this, film, you know, direct and produce this film.
So as you mentioned, the log line, it's about a lonely romantic man who dresses up in a fat suit at a karate dojo to get the crap beat out of him by disillusioned women. And in essence, he thinks he can right the evils of all other men by doing this and maybe get a girlfriend in the process or connect at least to someone. And what he realizes that he can't save anyone, you know, that he has to save himself. And so there's a message there just about how, you know, so many people who sacrifice for love and not to say that you can't and shouldn't compromise in certain ways, but we can't self-sacrifice to the point that we're half of ourselves. You know, I think the dream would be that we all work on ourselves and we're all two, you know, you're in essence a whole person and you're two whole people coming together, and you don't need to fix anything in each other, or save anything. You just really help each other become the best that you can be.
Awesome. And what inspired you to do this?
What inspired me was it was just before the Me Too movement, and there was already kind of a shift happening in the climate. Like you could feel it. There were certain stories were starting to come out about, you know, this guy and that guy And I was talking to a male friend of mine, and he was just saying that he felt like a punching bag because he was trying to do all the right things, and he just felt like a punching bag for women, and that there was just kind of this thing was swirling around, and there was just like more and more stories about, you know, the bad guys, I would say.
Right.
And so we started having a conversation about, you know, what about the good guys? And again, this was before the whole Me Too movement. And he was talking about how he felt like he was too sensitive for certain women and how he needed to, quote, step into his masculine. And so we started talking about what does that mean, you know, because we were already in a time and have been in a time where it's a very confusing about, you know, what is masculine, what is feminine, probably because we haven't had all the best examples in terms of, there has been a lot of, toxic masculinity. And then it feels like we're just throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You know, it's like, don't be like this, you know? And then it's like, well, what does that mean for a man who wants to be masculine? So it's kind of how the conversation started.
And then from the point of the inspiration to writing, how long, what was that process between that point to
write? Same day.
Wow. You wrote the whole script in one day? No.
I went home. I had a conversation, and I basically had a conversation with this actor named Jamie Walrab, who stars in Punching Back.
Now, is that the guy with the bandana? Or is that the guy in the suit?
He's in the red suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll give him some shout outs right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Jamie Walrab, amazing actor.
He plays Stacy Sims.
Is that correct? Yeah, okay. That's right. And I had seen him in a play. I thought he was an incredible actor. And I was just, I was surprised that he hadn't acted on film yet.
Really?
And,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I know
because he's so talented. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to write this story for you. I after a conversation and kind of figuring out like his vulnerabilities, because unfortunately, yeah. As a writer, you have to kind of find those people in a healthy way. But I went home. I wrote the script. I wrote it that day. Of course, I rewrote it about a few more days, and then I sent it to him. Said, "What do you think? I want you to play this." And he was like, "I love you and I hate you because I feel so exposed, and when you write, by the way, you have to. I'm such a lover, and if I let my heart sometimes get in the way, I wouldn't write. As bravely, I would say. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I hear. I think I'm the same. I can be the same way.
Yeah, I have to just really forget about who I'm going to offend, who I'm going to, not necessarily hurt, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I have to really just push that out of my mind and pretend like I know no one and what is the message I need to say and let and be a vessel for that. And then it's after I do that, I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm sorry. Did that hurt your feelings?
Yes.
You know.
And then from the point you got the script done, from the point to getting it made, filming, how long before that process before you got the script, your actor, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, here's the filmmaker, independent filmmaking side. People are wondering probably how long was that process between?
Well, interesting enough, we actually were going to have someone else direct it.
Oh, wow.
And so it's so funny when you think about people and your dreams. And sometimes it's like standing right in front of you, staring you in the face. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get someone else to direct it. Like, what? Yeah. And so the universe sometimes says, no, you're not. No, you're not. Because we had like the greatest guy and then he fell out because he got another job. And then this guy fell out because he got another job. And then someone said, why aren't you directing it?
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't know. Why? I knew that I wanted to direct.
Correct.
I've known that my whole life. All the years I was acting, when I was sitting on sets, I'd see them shoot something and I'd be like, ooh, like if they would have shot it this way, we could have saved time. Mind was always working that way.
Yeah.
But I think I thought it was going to be, quote, down the line.
Right.
And it's such a good lesson. Down the line, as we were kind of talking about on break, you never know if down the line is going to happen. You got to do it right now.
Yeah.
You know, like time is so precious.
Oh, yeah.
What are we waiting for? So it was 1 year.
Wow, 1 year from the time of
conception
to filming. Wow.
That's right.
And I don't want to take up too much time because Cher, you're a guest co-host. What questions do you have on the filmmaking process or Jamie as a filmmaker or the production itself?
Yeah, I'm curious about I'm curious about the production of it. Where did you film it all in LA?
We filmed in LA and when you're an indie filmmaker, you are many things, you play many roles. I was a location manager.
Oh, wow.
I was going around finding locations.
Craft service.
Yeah, exactly. Fortunately, we did have someone do craft service. I will give here's a tip for you indie filmmakers. Never skimp on food.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta feed your crew no matter what. No matter what, you gotta get good food and feed them. So.
Yeah, because you'd be surprised when you have a good when your cast and crew are filled in the stomach.
That's right.
They could do almost anything. So
true.
It's that one moment you get, and give them ample time to eat indie Absolutely. Filmmakers because you need that break time. You need that time, you know, to from the relax to wind down. They're working so hard on indie films, but I do agree with that filmmaker. You got to, especially sometimes whether you're paying them and or if they're paying very little, and some that's are just right. coming voluntarily. But at least that's there. At least something
make to, them to feel get, valued yeah, in yeah, whatever exactly. way you can.
Yeah. So, so good question. So, you filmed this all in LA.
In LA. It was 3 days, and. Yeah.
What was any challenges as of now directing? What would have been a challenge that you did not expect as a director? Because I know you were in front of the camera, and you said you were writing, but what were the challenges that you were like? Oh my gosh, I didn't know going to director. What were those challenges?
Yeah. So everyone's like, oh, you got to do a cameo. We got to do a cameo, and so I was like, all right. So I planned to do this cameo, and I did not anticipate how annoyed I would be.
Yeah, I know.
that I had to actually step in and do the cameo and not be at the monitor, and that's when I knew I love directing more than anything, because I wanted to be at the monitor, you know. Yeah. And I don't like you're talking about A Star Is Born earlier. I don't know how people direct and star in their own films. To me, it seems nearly impossible.
I'll share this story really quick because we're, talking Armano. So, well, not even Armano. Yeah. But, filmmaking.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the first movies I ever got sold to kind of produce, and I said to myself, this was my Goodwill Hunting. I want to star in this, whatever. And then it was a feature, and you're the lead as a character, but then as soon as it was cut, my assistant's going, okay, I need you to sign this permit thing for tomorrow. I need you to look at these locations. Totally. I'm like going, I'm not even being able to concentrate as an actor. I'm like going, and at that point, and it was so, as a feature was a whole different thing, and you're going like union and all this stuff. I mean, you're going, oh my gosh. And she's just like, sign. And I'm like going, okay. And then they'll go, and action again. And I'm like going, I don't even know. And that's when I knew, I said, it's going to be tough. Even though I would love to do that, but then respectfully, I go, it's not giving myself as an actor the respect to be able to focus, and then also as a producer.
Oh.
And then it was, and that's what I, and I did that a couple times, and I was like, okay, you know what? I can't now, it even sometimes not cringe to even do a cameo because they're so worried about everything else and everybody around. So I totally relate to that. And but I definitely think for those that are thinking about doing, again, you gotta have to, love wanting to do it. And it is nothing, no harm, no foul of doing it both. And I give props to everyone that does it. It's just, bear in mind, it is gonna be a difficult.
Have someone you love, who is also a good filmmaker by your side.
Yeah, or producing partner.
Yeah, producing partner.
Yeah, that could do a lot of logistics while you're
focusing. Right. Absolutely.
Cher Culver, any other questions?
I want to hear about her upcoming events with this film.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Budgie Bag, we got like 3 minutes left here.
We just were at the Other Venice Film Festival, and we were at Holly Shorts.
Awesome.
Which was great. And we're going to be at ITV Fest in Vermont starting tomorrow.
Wow.
Which is so exciting. They're actually looking at Punching Bag as like a proof of concept for a TV show.
Oh, awesome.
Which is awesome. Yeah. I've got some of the cast, and we're going, and it's going to be really exciting.
So they could follow the journey of Punching Bag again one more time. At the on Instagram
at Punching Bag Short Film
at Punching Bag Short That's Film. Right. I'm assuming there's some other Punching Bag name somewhere.
Oh yeah, there is.
And at then, Punching Bag Short Film on Instagram and then on Twitter. Right?
And on Twitter. That's right, Punching Bag Film on Twitter. And me, Jamie Anderson Film on Instagram.
So what else you got coming up? Anything else? Aside from this was a launching pad for you as a director.
Yeah.
And do you love it now?
I love it. I just
more than producing, or do you like the combination?
I love directing. I'm a good I'm a great producer as well, but as we were talking about, so hard to do all of it at one time. But it can be done. And I just directed my second film.
Oh, awesome.
It's called I'm Effing Fine. And I produced it as well. And that's when I was like, oh my God, I gotta get someone else to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I got one of those. You know, someone came on set, said something to me, and I'm in the middle of directing my best friend Bree Turner. She's amazing in this film. I'm effing fine, and I'm in the middle of directing her, and someone whispered something in my ear, and I just had to hold my stuff together. And later, she said to me, I had to stay in my actor mode.
Yeah.
But she goes, I've known you for 20 years. I've never seen you look like that. She goes, you were talking to me and your lips were off your face.
Wow.
You were so stressed.
No. I totally know what you're talking about. So is there a feature in the works that you would love to do?
Yes. I have two features in development, and I am championing myself to direct at least one of them. One of them has a director attached, so you know, we'll see about schedules and all that. But
is this something you wrote?
Oh yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So all these things are written. Okay.
Yes, yeah. All of them I've written. So hopefully it's this particular feature I'm thinking of. So I'm sending that out to you guys, to the universe.
Who would you want to star in these? We'll put that out there. You never know.
Oh, all right. Well, the one that has a director attached, I'd say like Emma Stone.
Okay,
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll share a story something after off air. But anyways, but why I like putting things out there, because you never know.
That's right.
Titles for these films yet or no?
Yes, titles, but just to protect the.
Well, cool. Wow. We're already told you.
I can't believe it.
So this show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become a writer, director, producer, filmmaker, or an actress, or just follow their dreams in general?
Teach yourself everything you can about whatever craft it is that you're going after. And just be really committed. Do something every day towards fulfilling your dreams. And number one thing is positive thinking, positive energy. Do not let negative people around you infiltrate your world. I would say that's the number one thing. And if you believe it, you can achieve it. As cliche as it is, it's so true. And just keep at it.
Awesome. And Cher Culver, guest host, anything to piggyback on that?
Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Any inspiring words, wisdom?
Oh, I say hustle, hustle, hustle.
Yes, that
in
too.
LA. Yes, that is what you have to do. Awesome. To achieve your dreams.
Work your tail off.
Well, I want to say thank you, Cher Culver, for being a lovely guest co-host. One more time, do some social media for yourself.
Yes, so I am Cher Culver on Instagram. I have a Facebook page, aside from my personal one, that's Cher Culver PR. And I have a Twitter account at Cher Culver.
Cool. Well, if you're looking for a great publicist, check her out, Cher Culver PR.
Yes.
And again, thank you. Jamie Anderson. Alex, why?
I know, because she's
Jamie Anderson. I do want to wish you the best of luck
on all
your projects.
Thank
God bless you.
God bless you.
You seem very wonderful, very, very humble, and I wish you nothing but the best for everything you said.
Thank you
And
so
one more
much.
Time. So again, check her film out again, Punching Bag, and check her out the social media, Punching Bag Short Film.
That's right.
On Instagram, and then Punching Bag Film on Twitter.
Right.
All right. Okay. So I always want to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. Mm. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Good night.
Thank you.